Special Endowment of Grace and Power Needed Today, November 28. The coming of the Lawless One is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. NKJV. The great controversy between good and evil will increase in intensity to the very close of time. In all ages the wrath of Satan has been manifested against the Church of Christ, and God has bestowed His grace and Spirit upon His people to strengthen them to stand against the power of the evil one. When the apostles of Christ were to bear His gospel to the world and to record it for all future ages, they were especially endowed with the enlightenment of the Spirit. But as the Church approaches its final deliverance, Satan is to work with greater power. He comes down having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. For 6,000 years that mastermind that once was highest among the angels of God has been wholly bent to the work of deception and ruin. And all the depths of satanic skill and subtlety acquired, all the cruelty developed, during these struggles of the ages, will be brought to bear against God's people in the final conflict. And in this time of peril the followers of Christ are to bear to the world the warning of the Lord's second advent, and a people are to be prepared to stand before Him at His coming, without spot, and blameless. At this time the special endowment of divine grace and power is not less needful to the Church than in apostolic days. Satan's efforts to misrepresent the character of God, to cause men and women to cherish a false conception of the Creator, and thus to regard Him with fear and hate rather than with love, his endeavors to set aside the divine law, leading the people to think themselves free from its requirements, and his persecution of those who dare to resist his deceptions have been steadfastly pursued in all ages. They may be traced in the history of patriarchs, prophets, and apostles, of martyrs and reformers.